Hey beautiful souls, it's Riley Hart here, and welcome back to the Confidence Glow. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Practicing self-forgiveness. You know that feeling when you mess up, big or small, and the guilt and shame just start spiraling? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Holding on to that negativity is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes it harder to move forward, and honestly, it's not doing anyone any favors, least of all you. This isn't about making excuses for bad behavior, okay? This is about acknowledging our mistakes, learning from them, and then letting go of the baggage. Because holding on to guilt and shame doesn't change the past, but it sure can mess up your present and future. Ready to lighten that load? Let's get into 5 key takeaways for practicing self-forgiveness like a boss. First things first, understand that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of being human. We're all works in progress, learning and growing every single day. Don't let one slip up define you or make you feel like a total failure. Remember, even the most successful people have faced setbacks and made their fair share of blunders. Next up, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend who was struggling. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. You'd likely offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a good laugh. So do the same for yourself. Forgive yourself, just like you'd forgive a loved one. Thirdly, recognize that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you can just flip. It takes time, patience, and sometimes, a little bit of self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself as you work through it. Don't expect instant results or to feel totally guilt-free overnight. Remember, healing and growth take time. Now, here's the thing. You've got to own your mistakes. This doesn't mean dwelling on them or beating yourself up. It means acknowledging what happened, understanding why you did it, and taking responsibility for your actions. Owning your mistakes is a powerful step towards self-forgiveness because it shows that you're truly ready to move forward. Finally, learn from your mistakes. Don't let those blunders be in vain. What can you learn from this experience? How can you apply that knowledge to make better choices in the future? Mistakes are valuable opportunities for growth and learning. Embrace them, learn from them, and keep moving forward with a renewed sense of purpose. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a party, and you accidentally spill your drink all over someone's white shirt. You feel mortified, shame washes over you, and you start replaying the whole scene in your head, wishing you could rewind it. But then, you take a deep breath, apologize sincerely, offer to buy them a new shirt, and move on. You acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, maybe next time, choose a darker color, and let go of the guilt. See? It's not about pretending it didn't happen. It's about owning it, learning from it, and moving forward with grace and kindness towards yourself and others. Remember, self-forgiveness is not about condoning bad behavior. It's about recognizing that we are all human, we make mistakes, and it's okay to forgive ourselves and keep going. So, my lovely listeners, what are you waiting for? Take a moment right now to reflect on something you're holding on to, maybe a past mistake or a harsh judgment you made against yourself. Write it down, talk it out, or just sit with those feelings. Then, take a deep breath and consciously choose to forgive yourself. You deserve it. Head over to our Instagram page and share your thoughts on self-forgiveness. What are some strategies that have helped you let go of guilt and shame? Let's keep the conversation going. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Don't let yesterday hold you back from living your best life. And as always, keep glowing, beautiful souls. Until next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.